This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce on a Thursday morning, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders getting ready to have a bang-up job down here when it comes to Dorian, but to all the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us again, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to go back to where we were for just a second. We're talking about the United Kingdom and the Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspending the Parliament. Now, this headline that I got says 5 weeks. I don't know why, but it does. For Brexit, with the vote finally being guaranteed, calling up the Queen, and then we're being told that there's concern about the pound. Well, the pound went down a penny yesterday. That's not a lot of concern. So, what are they talking about?
I don't know. It's kind of like the forecasted recession that we're about to have here in the United States, you know, like something that, you know, people are anti-Brexit are wishing for.
Yeah.
It appears that what Boris may do is schedule Brexit earlier than its due date / expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
And he did meet with the Queen personally. Those that don't want Brexit are up in arms because they say it goes against the Constitution. Which had me tilting my head because I wasn't too sure that Britain even had one in the conventional sense, but they do, interestingly enough. And it's a lot of ways it's very much like ours, but it's theirs is kind of a dynamic constitution. In other words, it mm-hmm. changes with the times.
And here I was back.
Anyway, so that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Anyway, that's where we are. I think he's going to call for a early Brexit mm-hmm. and get this thing over with. And I would imagine he's going to use some things that Theresa May, the former prime minister, had done because it does have consequence. I mean, you got to talk about currency, you got to talk about trade, you got to talk about putting in their independent rule of law again and judicial system. Because let's not forget that all countries in the European Union have to use the European Union's judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to defer all their laws and legal cases to Brussels. So they have to have an independent judiciary.
Mm.
So there are lots of moving parts to all of this. And I think that, you know, he's got probably a team that's already been put together and has all the piece parts ready to go. So I think that's why he called on the Queen to say, you need to help us out on this one.
Well,
being how we both live in Florida, and being how we need to get a little bit in depth here on the Hurricane Dorian that's coming our way. You live up there at the high. What is it? The highest point in Pinellas County?
Yes.
Okay, so you're above everything, so you're going to get to see all the water running downhill, so to speak. But there's going to be a lot of areas where we could be seeing rain in Florida. They're already talking coastal sections of southeast Florida, 4 to 8 inches, isolated 10 inches. And the longer this stays out in the ocean, the more rain it'll dump. Is that that's usually the way it works, right?
Correct.
So we know that we've got winds right now up to 85 miles an hour with some higher gusts. We know that those winds are extending outward, the hurricane force winds, 15 miles from the center on both the left and the right side. We know that tropical force winds are out up to 70 miles on each side. Depending on where this storm comes in at in Florida and how close it gets to Orlando, we might not see a lot of wind and a lot of rain over here. Well, let's put it this way. We'll see more rain than we will wind, correct?
Correct. Our winds are estimated to be, by the time it gets on the other side of Melbourne, will be in the 85-mile-an-hour range.
Now, my question for you is, you've prepared as best you can. You probably got a few more things to do. What can you tell the people? You got about 30 seconds to do to get ready for the storm.
One thing is for sure, to have, you know, provisions wherever it is that you go that you're going to need for really more than 3 days. That is a 3 to 5. But if you're going to stay where you are, and in this case I would imagine most of the West Coast is, clear everything from the outside. Patio furniture, you know, secure your cage, look at tree limbs, you know, that kind of stuff. Put some extra chlorine in the pools. And then remember pets as well and have a plan, a communications plan where you're able to talk to other people. Charge everything that you can. Cell phones, iPads, tablets, because you're likely going to be without power for a couple of days.
Yeah, and it's not a bad idea to have a cigarette lighter plug thing, too, or a converter, power converter for your automobile where you can actually
keep... looking at that again. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got a generator that's got a bad carburetor, too, so I've got to fix that here in the next day or so. But,
okay.
Yeah, you can use a car battery.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we just got cranked up here going away. We're going to talk a little bit about Congresswoman Omar. She's in trouble again, or yet. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, because those people that belong to the USCCA for just a few dollars a month have upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, whatever they need when it comes time to defend themselves. And you never know what's going to happen, because defending yourself doesn't always mean the legal system gets it right. And the last person standing is the first person they're going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go over to my website, take a look at the little logo link that's there on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the little USCCA logo on the right side. Click on it. First thing you'll see is a free gun a day giveaway. After that, then you'll see the opportunity to join under three different plans that are there. And if you do join and become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so. That includes some great gear and the Concealed Carry magazine, which is the trademark of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the Concealed Carry magazine. So trot on over there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link and then take it from there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, we talked a little bit about her yesterday with the divorce documents that came out charging her with being involved with the husband of a wife that was suing for divorce. She denied all of that. She said there was never any affair, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And then on top of that, just to add insult to injury, the FEC comes along with a formal complaint against her alleging that she broke the law to fund some twists that were going on, and about some $20,000 that was supposed to be itemized in terms of deductions that were not, and it pertained to this individual that she's supposedly having the affair with.
Well, Tim told his soon-to-be ex-wife that he was in love with Ilhan Omar. Okay, now that's in the divorce complaint.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, it wasn't $20,000. I think it's $200,000.
Oh, wow.
That Ilhan Omar's campaign had been paying to E Street, which is Tim Minette's, political campaign company or consulting company, whatever the heck it is.
Okay.
So it wasn't the FEC that had a complaint. A ethics organization filed a complaint with the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, so they have the complaint to investigate these things to see if this $200,000 was really doing, including paying for little Mr. Tim Minette to travel with her. The complaint was filed by the National Legal and Policy Center. I don't know who they are. I think I may have looked at them a long time ago, but officially I don't know who they are. So therein lies where the genesis of the complaint is. And we shall see how long that necessarily takes and what is required, what kind of documents or bank accounts or checks or invoices and contracts that she's going to have to cough up to prove all travel and expenses. I think anything over $200 has to be officially reported and itemized.
Mm-hmm. Now, during the break, we were talking about something else that had popped up here, and you and I were talking about it, so go ahead.
Okay, well, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, we keep waiting for his report, report. And apparently what has happened is that when it came to, by the way, he's only allowed to investigate things all Department of Justice. He can't go outside that purview.
Correct.
Of which the FBI is a part of the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So what he has apparently done is spun off in a separate report as part of his whole report, all things James Comey. And the fact that, James Comey had leaked classified information or had possession of government documents in his personal possession.
Mm-hmm.
So it will stand on its own. Now, the big question is, will he in fact see any kind of consequence?
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, my humble opinion, probably not. If for anything else, they may give him a fine and say, shame on you. But what he did is exactly the same thing as what Hillary did, except on a smaller scale. Now, we do have to remember that when he shared memos or whatever it is that he shared with his friend, Mr. Daniel Richman.
Yeah.
Daniel Richman, this is interesting. This is why we may not be able to expect some kind of consequence. Daniel Richman was virtually on the payroll
for the FBI
of the department.
Oh, okay? DOJ.
We cannot forget that. Daniel Richman, I think he was purposely put there, but Daniel Richman was a former prosecutor out of the Southern District of New York, which seems to be where all cases are. And he operates as a consultant to not only to the FBI, but to the Department of Justice and to the Department of Treasury for federal crimes. Okay? So he was listed officially on the FBI side as an advisor to Comey. Now, why Comey needs an advisor, I don't know. That could in itself be kind of interesting because he's a personal friend, and he may have put Mr. Richman in there as an advisor when he really was, so the government would pay legal expenses instead of he paying his own legal expenses.
Okay, now we have a question, I believe, from Backgammon Bob. Is that you, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir. Morning, Bonnie.
How you doing?
Very good. Anyway, question is, from what I see, they finished some more wall lately. How much have they finished, and how much of it's new wall? And the second thing is, what are the prospects of, once you run out of the money that's allocated for the wall now, what are Trump's prospects of getting additional money to complete this wall, and how has the efficacy of the wall been lately? All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we heard about 60 miles being finished in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. All that was there to begin with was a single wire, strand of barbed wire, and that was very susceptible. And then we got 20 more miles that was done apparently in California. Is that correct, Denise? Where they had the problem?
Well, just so we can be very specific here, we are not building a wall on any linear footage that didn't already have some kind of line of demarcation.
Right.
Okay. So it's all new wall, but it is taking, the new wall is taking the place of previous barriers. And some of them were so stupid you couldn't even call them a barrier.
Yeah, well, one of them was New Mexico there with the barbed wire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Barbed wire, kind of those, you know, X type fencing thing. So, yeah, we're not putting new wall in any footage or miles where there hasn't been one. So it's all new stuff. And I think it's because any new places where there isn't a barrier is still sitting in court somewhere.
Yeah. Now, there is some private money involved here, and I guess they're putting up about another 10 miles of it somewhere in Arizona.
Actually, I thought it was Texas, but okay.
Well, they finished the run-up house, so they finished all that. Yep.
All right. I don't know. I thought it was Texas, but all right.
Yep. So,
but, look, and so what is happening here is that he has taken some FEMA money, and I think about 200 and some odd million. And that's what the Democrats right now are up in arms about, especially because we have Hurricane Dorian, and they're going to need the $240 million for Hurricane Dorian damage or victims. But Obama took FEMA money to do the same thing.
Sure,
so
did.
They tend to forget those things.
Yeah, and the other thing is, this is money that was allocated for storms that we would have normally had right off the bat, so it's not like as if we're taking money out that we don't have. We're just taking money that would have been spent by now. And by the way, here comes the music, so I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, and tomorrow we'll talk to her a little bit more about her hurricane preparation, because everybody, you should be thinking about getting it done right now. That storm's coming to Florida. There's no two ways about it. It's just a question of where it's going to be and how strong it's going to be. So listen up and pay attention. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with our next military report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Virgin Islands and parts of Puerto Rico are already feeling the wrath of Hurricane Dorian with heavy rains and power outages. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian may grow into a dangerous Category 3 storm as it heads toward Florida.
This new forecast is you're further out in the ocean where those warm water is and less sheer, and that's why the forecast intensity went up. It's just a different path.
Earlier in a tweet, President Trump slammed Puerto Rico as being one of the most corrupt places on earth. That drew this response from the minority leader of the Puerto Rican Senate, Eduardo Gatia.
He has actually unified the people of Puerto Rico against him. Other than that, I think I would rather move forward rather than trade insults with the President of the United States right now.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 258 points, the S&P up 18, and the NASDAQ up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And for all those that are listening tonight, we have got some interesting stories coming out of the Army and the Navy, and we'll get to all that in just a minute. But right now, we're going to let the National Aviation Academy tell you what they're all about.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we realize that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school, that more of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade, and that's a good thing. But in most cases, that trade that you're going to learn about will not pay you full salary to start with, because if you're going in as a bricklayer, a mason, a steel worker, maybe you're going in as a miller, or you're going in as a carpenter, a plumber, electrician. union scale starts at 80% on the new jobs there, because they rolled all that back a number of years ago. So you'll be getting 80% of 100%. Now, in some cases, that will not be as much as you could make, say, as, an aviation maintenance tech. where you're going to start at $50,000 a year or more. So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy, because they can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. Now check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu. Now they have campuses in Concord, Massachusetts, and Clearwater, Florida. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask them to take the tour. You want to take the tour of the facility, find out what they're all about, and they'd be happy to do it. So, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or the phone number, 800-659-2080. Again, the number, 800-659-2080. And that will open the door for you. Tell them the captain sent you, and you got guaranteed top-shelf white glove treatment. Well, in the final hours of Army Ranger Leandro Hassel's life, he breached a small building on the southwestern edge of Afghanistan and engaged five heavily barricaded al-Qaeda fighters in close combat. Apparently now, the Afghan forces that he was working with opened up fire on everybody, killing the Army Ranger in what was called a friendly fire incident during that night raid on the al-Qaeda. What a shame that is. Also, the Army is offering even larger bonuses to soldiers reenlisting under a selective retention bonus to fill critical career fields with the right talent beginning on September the 9th. Now, for certain jobs, certain MOSs, the bonus is as much as $80,000. Also, a woman in North Carolina has been awarded $3.2 million in a libel and revenge porn lawsuit against her ex-husband and his new girlfriend. The woman was rewarded the $3.2 million against the two Army officers that apparently went off into the sunset together. And a U.S. Army recruiting command leader has been suspended for allegedly using the notorious phrase that hung over the entrance to a World War II Nazi death camp in a memo to encourage recruiters to sign up more recruits. If that's indeed the case, that's really stupid on his part. Also, the Green Beret that was killed in Afghanistan last week was a veteran of seven deployments. Army Master Sergeant Jose Gonzalez, one of the two Green Berets killed in action during a raid last week in northern Afghanistan. The father of two and a veteran of seven deployments who had previously been wounded in combat in Afghanistan. And the Army is revamping its small arms training with tougher marksmanship tests designed to better prepare troops, whether cook or infantrymen, to shoot straight while under duress. Okay, that'll be interesting. Now, U.S. sailors have faced few threats from other blue water navies for decades, but the new chief of naval operations is warning that it's no longer the reality. He's talking about some threats aboard ship made by other sailors, and they absolutely will not put up with any of that. Now, China has denied a request for a U.S. Navy warship to visit the Chinese port of Guangzhou. In recent days, the U.S. defense official reported that, and Reuters is reporting that this is because of the tense ties between the world's two largest economies. Well, okay, that's fine. Also, the aircraft carrier USS George Washington is more than halfway through its refueling and complex overhaul and is set to leave the dry dock at Newport News Shipbuilding next month to begin the next phase of a four-year overhaul. We'll see how that works out. Now, the U.S. Air Force is reporting that their X-37B orbital test vehicle marked a new milestone this week. It broke a record for consecutive days in orbit. How about that? And a joint test effort has fixed a dangerous flaw in the F-35 Lightning II that was that it was blinding a KC-135 straddle tanker crewman during night flight refueling operations. And boy, that's one thing that you can't have because they got to, when they use that boom, they have to do it exactly perfectly right all the time to refuel the jets in midair. Now, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio now employs more than 30,000 people for the first time in decades. And the Air Force there has been adding people to the role for quite some time. Now, an 18-year-old man who had planned to become a marine aviation mechanic died on Friday after collapsing during a fitness test at a Maryland recruiting station for the Marines. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a shame. What a shame. By the way, if you're in New Hampshire, and you're in the New Hampshire National Guard, a new executive order ensures that all former and current members of the New Hampshire National Guard are guaranteed a job interview with the state for most publicly posted job opportunities for which a member meets the minimum qualifications, and that's a good thing. Good thing. Now, you probably heard about this VA hospital in West Virginia with federal investigators probing a series of suspicious deaths there, a situation that congressional lawmakers have labeled incredibly disturbing. Well, no kidding. 10 people have lost their lives there, veterans at that hospital, for whatever reason. Also, Robert Wilkie, the soft-spoken and managerial-minded Secretary of Veterans Affairs, went public in a big way this summer when he said he refused to be bullied by a federal lawsuit claiming a Bible on display at a New Hampshire VA hospital violated the separation of church and state. He chose to ignore that and keep the Bible right where it was. Now, the Pentagon awarded Lockheed Martin an additional $2.4 billion to provide spare parts for the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter after a government watchdog found earlier this year that a parts shortage kept them grounded and forced squadrons to cannibalize their jets in order to keep them flying. And that's never a good idea. Never a good idea. So they got that fixed right away, and that's a good thing. Also, the U.S. State Department has approved the possible sale of missiles to Japan with an estimated cost of $3.3 billion, a Pentagon agency official said. So we're back giving Japan some interesting toys for the boys, and we'll see how all that works out. All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from that break, we're going to be talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And the economy, we got to find out about this Brexit stuff, what's right and what's wrong. Not that there is one or the other, but we'll see what Chris has to say. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more in the Captain's Work at America Third Watch. It's one of those nights. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. See how long it stays that way. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, are listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia on AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big ooh-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, and we hope that you're all staying high and dry. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I did and still am, okay, you got to have something to try to cut it, whatever it is. Now, you can take all the Aleve you want, all the ibuprofen you want, but the more you take, the greater the risk for internal bleeding and whatnot. You don't want to have that happen. So, because of the arthritis I've got, I got to take something. Now, people with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, whatever, have been trying this, and I've heard from a lot of you telling me and thanking me for telling you about this because it's worked for you like it works for me. Now, all you got to do is sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start program. That means exactly what it says. You pay $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It takes about 5 days or so to get to you. And you start it out. You take it the way it tells you to take it. And at the end of 3 weeks, you'll know for sure whether or not it's going to work for you. And All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and in doing so, you'll get your 3-week quick start, and there's also a little film there, a little video if you want to see what it's all about, the natural ingredients and all that, because there's nothing in here that's harmful or no narcotics of any kind. Relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out and see what it can do for you. Now, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You want to come down here for the next few days?
I think there's been more opportune times.
And that would be because we're going to get a little rain, a little wind over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's going to... Well, you know, you never know, but you know, from the looks of things right now, it doesn't look too good. But again, people down there, they're kind of used to it, and they prepare. And I think that a lot of times these things are media-driven events. Florida does a really good job of taking care of itself.
They do, and we are the example for other states when it comes to disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, and wildfires, because we actually train other states. They come here to learn, and there may be some people in the mix this time around, but they're ready to go. I can tell you that. They're ready to go, so all we can do is sit back and see what happens next. Now, the storm obviously is on everybody's mind. I don't know what that will do in terms of the stock market. Brexit is the other one. What is going on there that you can suspend the... I didn't think you could do this, but the Boris, the Prime Minister there, with the permission of the Queen, actually suspended Parliament for, I believe, 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's going to slow things down for, you know, getting a lot of the kind of rebellious legislators that want to remain within the European Union. And I say good for Boris Johnson. I mean, this is getting ridiculous at this point in time. The referendum passed. They have to get this done to actually get some certainty out there. The establishment types, again, they have a swamp everywhere. There's a swamp in Europe. There's a swamp in Great Britain. They don't like bureaucracies push back. They are going to do everything and anything they can to make this not happen. And a lot of the similar type of scare tactics that our big bureaucrats push as well, that the world is going to end, the sky is going to fall, the UK is not going to have any food, they're not going to have any pharmaceuticals if this thing happens, there's going to be fighting breaking out again between Northern Ireland and Ireland. It's nonsense. Anybody think that you know, the UK is not going to have food or pharmaceuticals because of a hard Brexit? It's nonsense.
Yeah, well,
we'd fill that void in 2 seconds.
Yeah, the other thing was they were saying that the pound was going to be devaluated, and it went down a whole penny yesterday.
It's getting to the point where it's silly. They'll throw anything out there. They'll make anything up to have their way. Listen, if you want to have, you know, an argument and debate with people about something, have it. You know, but stop saying that, you know, people are going to be starving in the streets and things are going to go to hell in a handbasket. And the funny thing is that, you know, even got some of the lefties now saying that, oh, no, we can't get food from America because their food's not safe. Come on. Anybody ever gone to the UK and eaten their food? Ugh.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we talk about the futures and you can't take too much into it, but about an hour and a half ago, the futures were red. Not by much, but they were red. Right now, they've turned around and they're on fire green, all of it. Dow futures is suddenly up 214 points. NASDAQ is up 69.50. Standard & Poor's up 19.63. So they're not thinking that things are all that bad.
Listen, it's not. Well, it was. They thought it was. You know, things were bad when Brexit happened back in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and how this is terrible, terrible thing, and how are we going to survive this? Oh, come on, it's silly. It really was. And I said it's a great thing for the UK. They're going to get rid of a lot of ridiculous rules and regulations and be able to operate on their own. And again, I think that the real thing, the scary thing for a lot of the European Union is that other nations will look at this and say, you know what? You know, they did the right thing and then looked to leave the EU as well. The original incarnation of the EU, I think, was a good thing. But like most bureaucracies, it got too big and bloated and out of control. And for certain nations out there, it just doesn't work.
Mm. Now, where are we going with the tariffs here? Because retailers are howling as the U.S. Trade Agency locks in at 15% for the tariffs on September the 1st on certain products.
Listen, that's the we said we're putting the tariffs on. The tariffs are going on. A lot of people are saying that there's probably not going to be any sort of movement when it comes to trade until at least October, and this has to do with some of the internal issues that are going on in China in regards to anniversaries and other political events there. I don't know. Again, people are not thrilled about the tariffs. Some are, some aren't. To me, I think it's a small sacrifice that I think we need to make to better our future over the long run.
Have you heard about the UAW and the investigation going on? Yesterday, the FBI raided the UAW, his chief's Detroit area representative, and raided the home in a widening graft probe.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the things, this is another person that was involved. They've had a couple other people as well, and it involved money that was supposed to be earmarked for job training programs for members of the union for jobs that obviously, you know, went away that might not be coming back, getting them trained to do something else. And the fact that that money was misappropriated and given contracts to people's buddies that were overinflated. Does it surprise anybody? Honestly, it's the usual nonsense.
Now, Google has a little phone called the Pixel smartphone. You're familiar with that, right?
Yes.
Well, the production of that Pixel smartphone will be moving from China to Vietnam. The sooner they can do it, the better.
Yeah, this is many. That's not the only thing. There's lots of supply chain shakeups. And this is happening before the trade issues were taking place also. But it's most certainly it's sped up the process for a lot of companies saying, hey, listen, this is, you know, not a good place for us to be doing our supply chain stuff. And this is the part of the trade war stuff that the mainstream media is not talking about. China has the most to lose. It's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. Once these supply chains move, they're not coming back. They're not. And China knows that.
Mm. So in the meantime, where do we go from here as the Treasury seem to be going up? Stocks seem to be going down.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I'm just reading the headline that's in front of me here. It says, stocks close lower as treasuries rise.
Well, I thought stocks did pretty well yesterday.
I did, too.
I don't know. I haven't read that headline. The reality of the situation is most of the mainstream media right now, their grand desire is to talk the United States into a recession. That's their goal.
Yeah,
they're going to continue to push that. It's pretty much across the board. I mean, you could have a day where we're up 200 something points in the market, and there'll be nothing but they say bad things happening all
right.
Over the place. It's just silly.
And it's just the opposite. So stop buying a lie. I mean, yeah. And by the way, Lawrence O'Donnell yesterday got caught in a lie. Not only did he have to apologize and retract the story, but he had to apologize to the White House because the story was about the White House.
Yeah, and that one's not over either. It's going to make it suit on that one as well.
That's what we're seeing. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And we'll be coming back right after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.